Good day. This is Paige Estrittori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Today, we're turning our attention to the Australian insurance sector, which finds itself bracing for a profitability downturn after a decade of record high returns. In the last fiscal year, the sector enjoyed an astounding 19% return on equity, the highest in the last decade. However, analysts are predicting a dip down to 13% this year, positioning it back within the commonly targeted range. The key issues to watch as we move forward include a gradual slowdown in the growth of premiums, which rose by a mere 6% last year, compared to previous years. The forecast predicts this to slow further to 4.5% this year. The personal lines sector also saw a dip, with last year's 9% growth expected to reduce to 6%, while the commercial lines remain consistent at 3%. For those in the beauty industry, this could possibly lead to some welcome news, with the potential for premium reductions on the horizon. However, heightened competition among insurers can also be expected. We can't stress enough the importance of strategic planning and market awareness in ensuring adequate insurance coverage amidst these shifts. Meanwhile, in the throes of these changes, our homegrown insurtech startups are showing remarkable resilience and innovation, with significant growth and global market presence. An interesting survey reveals a promising 30% revenue increase for companies raking in between $1 and $10 million annually, coupled with a 10% rise in private investments. This points to notable investor confidence in our insurtech sector. There's also an encouraging uptick in our UK customer base, signaling successful international expansion. Although exciting, this growth doesn't come without challenges. From securing customers and partnerships to managing cash flow, these startups certainly have their work cut out for them. One area of interest and challenge is the integration of artificial intelligence. While some firms are advancing in AI use, they are also grappling with issues surrounding data security and regulations. Beauticians and small businesses stand to benefit greatly from these insurtech developments. Tailored insurance solutions and improved customer services are just some of the advantages. Make sure to stay informed and explore these innovations for better insurance coverage. And that wraps up your weekly insurance news. As always, for more details on personal and business insurance, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrittori for Financial Services Online, signing off until our next update. Stay informed and stay secure.